From the city where pro wrestling gets elevated, Denver, Colorado's very own Mr. Fourth Row.
All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and I don't know about you all, but if you guys are have your ears out there on the social media, the interwebs, all that stuff like that here in the area, I am hearing a little bit of a rumble. It was kind of teased a little bit a while ago before things got paused, put on pause and all that kind of stuff, but I have with me on this episode, I have somebody that I've talked to before, talked to in the past, and you know, since then, I got Dan Victors, and he's going to be talking to us about his thing that he is starting, and that's the Colorado Wrestling Alliance. Dan, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mr. Fourth Row, man. It's been a good day. You know, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and like I said, I'm excited to talk to you about, like I said, this rumbling that we're been hearing. So tell the listeners about CWA, you know, and what that's all about and reason why you wanted to get it started.
Well, as everybody knows, I've been involved in the local scene for a long time, almost just over 3 years now, and with another company that I unfortunately am no longer with, which, you know, life does happen. After I had exited that company, I had just had a bitterness for the business because I was just so tired of people saying one thing, doing another. So Colorado United 3 was going to be my last hurrah. But seeing that crowd, seeing how much money we raised for charity, mm-hmm. and just seeing like what these guys are capable of from all walks of life across this state, they reignited something in me. And I just feel like I still have something to offer this business locally. And who knows, if we go far, we go far. If not, like, I'm just proud to still be involved, and like, I'm glad I didn't leave.
Yeah. So, Colorado United 3, you're going to say it kind of reignited your passion.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And just not even just for the crowd. It was just seeing the boys coming together and just the camaraderie we had. It made my heart. And the fact that backstage beefs were squashed, people came together as brothers and sisters again. And I just want that to be what Colorado wrestling is, a brotherhood. We call each other brothers and sisters. Let's mean it with our actions, you know?
Right, yeah. Like they say, the cliche, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and before we get too far, let me just officially on the record thank you for letting me be a part of it as well.
Absolutely. Hey, man, if you ever want to ring a bell again, you know?
Yeah, it was fun, and I think it was an enjoy, you know, being my, you know, a part of it, you know, a small little part, but got to do that, and it was fun. It was something new that I got to do, so it was great.
See, and that comes again with, like, the opportunities in this business. Like, yeah. You contribute a lot to this business through your talk show, through Rocky Mountain Pro Radio, through everything that you do as, you know, this, the journalism part of it. Right. And it was an honor to have you, you know, and, you know, give you a good little glimpse into the little more of the backstage. And, you know, it was glad to have you there too.
Yeah, it was great. So, all right. So let's, talk, CWA. So, what's, kind of the mission of, CWA?
Well, with any indie company, it is an upstart. We're not going to start, you know, too big, not too small. And I just want to give guys a place where they can wrestle, where they don't have to deal with, you know, drama or politics or being held down or just whatever would happen in just in the business in general. I just don't want that. I'm tired of it. I just want the boys to be themselves, have fun again, and while we're at it, you know, entertain the fans, make a little pocket change, and, you know, just leave our mark on the business for the better.
Yeah. So would you say the alliance part of your name is going to be what's going to be kind of the meaning? That's kind of your motto. That's your mantra.
Exactly. And, you know, we are stronger united than we are separated. We see the current state of our world. And I just think I don't want that for my son's future. I don't want that for the future of this business. I just want us all to come together and just do what we do, what we love, and just fight for our dreams and just always remember why we got in this business, because we love it, because we're fans, because we're, you know, people.
Right. Gotcha. So, what was the thing that inspired you going, I want to do this? Was it in the process of putting Calgary United 3 together? And was it in the mind that you were going to do that, or just did it happen as you were putting CW3 together?
Even on the day of Colorado United 3, my mentality was, okay, last hurrah, last big thing for a good cause. I'll say, you know, my goodbyes to the boys. Mm-hmm. I'll say my goodbyes to the fans, to thank them for every opportunity I've had in this business for the past 3 years. But just seeing the fans react, seeing the guys actually not stressed out at a show. And that was the least stressed I've ever been at a show in a very long time. And as the show kept going on and gears started spinning, I was like, you know what? I can still do this. I still want to do this. Uh-huh. And you know what? Why not? So what better time than now?
So it really literally was a last minute thing that just popped in there.
Oh, absolutely, man. Even before, because last year when the future of another company was at stake, I was supposed to go into business with somebody else because I still had that passion. Fast forward a year, that passion is, it's turned up to 10. And I just want to move on, show what I can do, not just as a promoter, but as a fan. Because mm-hmm. I want to love this business. I still do. And I just want everybody who just wants to wrestle a place to call, another place to call home. And you saw some of the matches there at Colorado United. There's some unfinished business I know that we're going to have to be tending to with some of these boys.
Right. Yeah. And along with that, Colorado United 3 put together some matches and matchups and people that we necessarily didn't see together a lot. And so I would think CWA is going to be a lot of that as well.
Exactly. And like, I want to not revolutionize wrestling, because people say that all the time and it's just words falling out of a bucket to me.
Yeah.
I just want to give the fans something exciting, give them something they haven't necessarily seen before. Nobody in a million years would have ever thought Ryzen and Jimbo Lucas would share a ring, because they work separate companies mostly. But here we are at United, and that was a fantastic main event.
Right, yeah. You know, and along that same lines with Ryzen and Jimbo, just schedules, you know, scheduling sometimes doesn't work out, but you know, this was a great cause, and I think that they kind of both like made it a priority. It's like, yeah, we got to do this. We got to do this for this cause.
See, the crazy thing is that wasn't even originally slated to be the main event. The original main event was going to be Chongo versus Eric Angel, but of course, due to a scheduling conflict with time, we had to change that, and that was pretty much last minute, like within 5 days of the show. But I think that went over as such a greater main event because you have Mr. 719, Jimbo Lucas. This is his city. And then you have somebody like Rob Ryzen, who I would honestly put on the Mount Rushmore of Colorado wrestling as far as putting it on the map. Mm-hmm. Those two coming together for a match was just holy, you know, holy bejesus.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. All right, so let's talk a little more CWA. I would imagine you had a lot of things kind of lined up and in the works before. I like using the word put on pause versus some of the other things. So I think that's a little more positive comment, positive outlook to look at it. So was that the case with CWA? You kind of had things ready to kind of go, but kind of had to push them back a little bit, or?
Yeah, of course, because of the virus, I'm not going to put wrestlers at risk. I'm not going to put fans at risk, and I don't want to give, you know, a crappy product. So I'm willing to wait until I can run at least 80% capacity at the playing field, so I can, you know, have a good crowd, have a good show, make it sound good, because I do plan on filming for YouTube and Facebook.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. That's cool. All right. So the plan is am I correct in thinking that I saw that the playing field bar is going to be the event home for CWA?
Absolutely. And like with any wrestling company, you're going to want to do spot shows elsewhere. I'm talking to a couple of places about, you know, doing stuff like that. But the playing field has always been good to me as a promoter, right. Always has been good to me. And I've known the owner since the final days of Jefito, you know. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I originally had a sponsorship that was going to pay for another venue for United. But that sponsor ended up backing out because of some kind of reason. I don't remember. But I went to the playing field. I was like, look, man, I know that the other company left, but you've always been good to me. I know I can bring you some good revenue. And Mike Knappel, the owner of the playing field, was just like, absolutely, man, let's do this. And then when I announced the CWA, he messages me right away and says, so you're coming back, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, because I know, I think I've heard through the grapevine that the playing field bar loves having those events and really look forward to having them every month.
Yeah, it's not going to be an every month thing just because, right. I just don't know what like the bottom line is going to be overall for it. But I do plan on at least running bi-monthly whenever it does start. And like you said, I've been holding on to this first show card. My first show originally I had planned for Memorial Weekend. It was going to be the Saturday before Memorial Day. But obviously all this happened, but I'll move on with my life. And we're aiming for the end of July. It would be our realistic date, you know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was going to be my next question. So, what have you in the process of everything that's going on? What have you found out? What directions have you gotten from, powers that be, and you know, what kind of, discussions are you having, you know, kind of like behind the scenes with, you know, informed individuals and thought process with the, you know, wrestling, community, the CWA community, yeah, as a collective?
Well, between the wrestlers and myself, I think everybody who I put on a card, I have a good relationship with. So they all have been extremely understanding about, you know, hey man, I'm trying to run a good show. I don't want to have, you know, no crowd there. I don't want to have, you know, only a 25% capacity venue. And all the guys have been just like, dude, just let me know when. We're all hype. And I mentioned a young man by the name of Balaam Lynx who absolutely just impressed me beyond belief at United. And I'd been watching his work before that in other companies. Mm-hmm. So, and he's just been such a – Balaam Lynx is probably one of the main reasons why my passion came back, because I just saw – I remember the – I saw the look in his eyes. He just wants to do what he can and make it good. And I give him, you know, props for re-inspiring me, because he's just been very, very hype about it.
Right. Yeah. And he's, if I could be so bold, he's hot. He's hot, probably the hottest, if not one of the hottest new stars in the area. Of course, now he's, of course, champion over at RCW. I, of course, you know, see him a lot. You know, he's a stalwart in New Era, you know, and things like that. And I know he's itching to get back in the ring.
Oh, dear Lord, absolutely. And RCW, you know, they're running their show today, you know. And, you know, he's defending that belt, I believe, against Outlaw James Gribble.
Yeah.
So that should be a good little fight for him. And whenever CWA does run its first show, like I said, hopefully at the end of July, Balaam Lynx is going to be in the first main event.
Awesome. That's very cool. All right. So, in the meantime, looks like CWA is still, you know, making sure that we're keeping an eye on them. So what, tell the listeners what CWA has been doing in the meantime to keep everybody hyped, per se.
Well, the wrestlers, they all have their own name, and guys I've worked with, you know, once or twice, or I've worked with you for 3 years. It's just going to be a collection of everybody, and that's why we're doing, you know, announcing who's going to be, you know, featured on shows pretty prominently with the roster announcements. Who, and even the guys who aren't on there all the time, I like, you know, knowing that they'll be there. So, like I said, Balaam Lynx, guys like Balaam Lynx, Damon Ace, B-Mobile, and Alipto, you know, the next generation. And then you mix that up with guys like Jimbo Lucas, Big Guns Justin Andrews, Cormac Battle, you know, the Crafty Veterans. Bring it together to invest not only in the now, but in the far future. Because guys like Balaam Lynx and Damon Ace, they, you know, bust their fannies off doing what they do. And I just want them to, you know, show me what they can do, which I already know. And I want them to do it, you know, and just make a name for themselves everywhere else.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Envisioning all that, what's kind of where you want to take CWA?
See, that's the crazy thing. Mm. I'm a very, play it by ear kind of guy. I go with the flow. Like, I have my business, I know when to do business, when not to do business. Whatever happens with the CWA, I'm just going to roll with it. I do, like I said, I am going to be filming for a YouTube series and a TV show, hopefully eventually. Nothing set in stone yet, but I have a couple of connections here in the local television scene who are heavily interested in possibly making it a television feature.
Oh, that sounds cool. That's great. And then you said, of course, doing the online distribution as well.
Yeah. And, the internet is the future of television. There's no questioning that. Things like Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, the internet is going to be the future of all television. I say probably within the next 20 years. So I may as well capitalize on it now.
Yeah, very, very true. So you and I were talking before we started the official interview. So you've got some things in the works and some things people should keep an eye on for with CWA. And you've, maybe got some teases for us.
There's always going to be one or two surprises I have up my sleeve. And that's one of the things that I think we all love about business, about, wrestling. Who's going to be where? You never know who could show up anywhere. I mean, nobody anticipated Scott Hall and Kevin Nash showing up in WCW back in the day, or Lex Luger on the first episode of Nitro. And that's one of the things that's always great about wrestling. We as the fans love to be surprised. And, I think I've got a couple of surprises up my sleeve.
That's cool. That's cool. That's great. That's fantastic. So what else do the listeners need to know about CWA, should expect from CWA and all that kind of stuff to be ready for when we get some shows to attend?
Well, at the playing field, I have, a good working relationship with them. We are going to be offering a ringside table for $75. That includes four drinks and a poster. We're going to be, running ringside, basic general admission. Of course, this is a military city. Give our boys in uniform a discount and just take care of the fans, because they are the only reason we're able to do any of this. If it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be here,
Right. Yeah, I agree. Anything us fans, us, people outside of the business can do to support CWA? Of course, we are. I always ask everybody to support the wrestlers in this paused time to check out, see if they've got merch on hand that they need to clear out their, their tote boxes that they've been toting from show to show. And if they've got a pro wrestling tee store, check them out. But what about CWA? Anything we can do besides just follow you out there on the social media?
As of right now, it is only the social media. Once I do get the ball rolling a little bit more, and one thing I am looking for, any wrestling company would always be looking for, if you're a local business and you're looking to get your name out there, we are always looking for sponsorships. We will plug you on Facebook, at the shows, make sure, you get your name out there, you get your money's worth of that sponsorship. But other than that, we're really just hoping to get merch within by the first show to have it available for sale. So, but as of now, just share it, get the word out there about the CWA, draw in the casual fan. And, you give a guy one show to sell a product. I want to sell my product to anybody and everybody who's willing to buy it,
Right. Yeah. And then, and speaking of merch, of course, here at Wrestling with Altitude, we love your guys' logo. It looks, it's got some similarities to ours. So that's awesome. I love it.
You thank the great Hollywood Tony P for that logo. That man does an absolutely fantastic work, both designing posters, designing logos. So Hollywood Tony P, HTP Designs, I owe him big time for that logo, as well as he's the one who did the poster for United 3. As of right now, I don't think he's going to be doing my posters for CWA, but you never know what could happen.
Right. Yeah, I gotcha. All right. Well, So before I let you go, let's just reiterate. People wanted to, like I said, keep an eye with CWA on the social medias. Where should they do that?
We are on Facebook right now at Colorado Wrestling Alliance. We should have a YouTube channel under the same name by the end of June. It's just a matter of having time to get that all set up. And thankfully, I do have a friend who is very good with the social media platforms and the interwebs that even I, as a young man, am not good with. So I'm grateful to him as well. And just keep your eyes peeled because you never know what's going to happen.
Right, definitely. All right, well, Dan, I do appreciate you coming on and introducing CWA to everybody. Like I said, I'm excited. Been hearing the rumbling. I'm excited to to get to shows and, of course, definitely to CWA for that very first show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Fourth Row, and thank you for all that you do. Guys, give Mr. Fourth Row a follow on any of your favorite podcasts. He's a good guy.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Once again, a big thank you to Dan Victors for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and introducing the CWA to all of our listeners. So I want to have you all to keep an eye out and an ear on to the interwebs and the social media, and you guys will see that the CWA will be having a show hopefully here in the near future as things are getting worked out and all of that stuff as well. So, well, we were going to have a week in review but for Redemption Championship Wrestling, but unfortunately, the show got canceled, not due to what you would think the reason would be for with the current state of affairs, but because of weather. So unfortunately, that's just one of those things you take a chance on having an outside venue. So I hope to see RCW get on with their next show and it be a success, because I know they're chomping at the bit to get their shows out as well. Okay, well, here's something that we have not really talked about a lot because of everything recently, but we do have upcoming events. So I want to give a shout-out to Devotion Championship Wrestling. They are having their Fallout at Own Risk private TV taping. First come, first serve, contact DCW for tickets. So that is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see them get back in their rings there out in Utah and Salt Lake City. So I want to give you guys good luck. Have a successful show, and let's hope this is a good sign of good things to come for everybody, for the professional wrestling, the independent professional wrestling community. And speaking of community, if you guys as a community can support your local wrestlers, a lot of them in this downtime that they have had have put out a pro wrestling tees store, set those up for themselves. And if you can support them and buy a shirt or look them up, see if they have any other merchandise to sell, like photos, stickers, buttons, etc. Get in contact with them and take those things off their hands if you can. I know I have, but it's not about me getting two orders there from the pro wrestling tees stores, but it's about them. So if you can, that would be great, and they definitely would appreciate that. And they probably will be even more appreciated when they see you here shortly, as we're starting to get events put up on the calendar. So that would be great. All right. Well, before we get out of here, let's thank the Trending Topics Network for help hosting this show. And if you do like this show, you can catch other great shows on the feed. Just find them in your favorite podcast catching application of your choice. Some other shows on that feed. What's on Fight? I co-host with my co-host Finn Fish. We talk about all the great shows you can find on the Fight TV app. You've also got All Beer Inside, the Eurovision Showcase, and Wrestling Cheers. You want to get in contact with this show? WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the website. Podcast@WrestlingWithAltitude.com is the email address. Facebook page at Facebook.com/WrestlingWithAltitude. And the Twitter handle of WrestleAltitude. Thanks again for everybody that's listening and supporting this show. And thank you for having fun wrestling with Altitude.